Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And with us, as always, is Chris.
Always.
Always.
This is Chris. Always. I've always been here.
See, Chris is one of our Twitter followers, and if you follow us on Twitter, you could also be part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Also, if you live right down the street, you can do that, too.
Yeah. I won a contest and gave a blowy, and now I'm here.
It was not very good, and there was a lot of biting.
Yeah. A lot of teeth.
But there wasn't anybody else. So,
welcome. And so here I am.
That's right. And today's episode is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Live studio audience. We have our producer, Sean, here. Just anyone who's in here that doesn't have a microphone.
Is a producer.
And Ashley? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. She's the co-producer. This is a shit show. All right. How do we start these things? It's been so long since we did this.
It has.
It's right after Thanksgiving, as promised.
Usually we talk about me first.
Okay. Hey, Chester, what you doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah? I don't. Going to work, paying bills.
Yeah,
you probably got some gas
at some
point this week.
I just finished training at my new job. I'm not going to talk about that.
It sounds really exciting.
Mostly, what have I been playing? Oh, Neverwinter Nights with my roommates.
Word? They're still around?
It's a brand new, like, MMO-style version of D&D.
So it's not like the original Neverwinter Nights from, like, the 90s?
No.
Okay.
It's much easier to play. It's complicated as fuck, though.
It's so easy, it's so complicated.
It's less complicated than the original Neverwinter Nights, but it's still very complicated.
It's more game than I want to play while I'm drunk and stoned.
Yes. Which is most of the time. So I'm doing that. And, today's Black Friday.
It is Black Friday.
Charles couldn't be here because he has to work on Black Friday.
It is Black Friday.
That's right. Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
That's right. We don't have to work on Black Friday because we're white.
It's true.
That's why you're Charles.
But I did pick up a X-Bone for my nephews because they're moving out of state and I won't be able to see them. So I figure I could play video games with them, right? It's a nice thing to do.
I guess. Yeah. If you want to do that. If you want to play video games with kids that are related to you.
Yeah. I got to do something as an uncle, right?
Yeah.
I can't just be drunk all the time.
That's what I do. I'm an uncle. That's what I do. Just ignore them, get drunk and ignore them.
Got to listen to them curse you out over the headphones, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to teach them how to cuss.
Oh, yeah. That's what a good uncle does.
You can't just say faggot all the time. It's getting old. I need to teach you some new curse words.
Let's hear some racial slurs in there.
Yeah.
We can't just gay bash all the time.
Equal opportunity.
Exactly. What about you, Ryan? What have you been up to?
You know, playing GTA by myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Chester doesn't want to play with me anymore.
I tried to get you to play other fucking games.
I did play. What did we play that? Dead by Daylight?
Yeah.
And that fucking guy, like the killer, was just helping us.
It was so weird.
It's like the nicest killer ever. He's like leading us to the exit and like.
Yeah. So Dead by Daylight is this game where there's four or five survivors and then one person plays a serial killer. And you have to sneak around in this area turning on generators so that you can open the exit while the killer is hunting you. Well, Ryan and I were playing, and the hunter, who was very good at what he did, had no problem finding us, but was not interested in killing us.
Yeah, because you get killed, and then like he has to put you up like on a meat hook to finish you, and he never did that. He just left us in a barn, and then someone would come over there and revive us, and then we'd be up, and he'd find us like 5 seconds and kill us again.
We opened the exit, and I was on my way to the exit. I was the last one about to escape, and he comes out of nowhere and kills me. And then, like, you don't actually kill the person. They just go down, and then someone else can revive them. He picked me up and carried me to the exit.
And then let you crawl out?
And then let me crawl to the exit. It's like, thanks?
Yeah. I think he just wanted the girl. He didn't want you. She already escaped.
That's fair.
So that kind of ruined it. It was really intense for a while until I realized what this guy was doing. But
right?
Man.
Well, we were so confused. We're like, what is he fucking doing? This is so weird. It was almost more scary.
Because he'd put you in a little house, and then he'd kind of like circle it. And like someone would go in and revive someone, and he would just be out there. You could hear the chainsaw.
He was using us for bait.
And that's what we thought, yeah.
It was terrifying. But eventually we're just like, he's not even trying to kill us. He would just stand there and watch while you revived me.
Maybe that's what he enjoys, the near death.
He just likes to watch.
Likes yeah.
to watch. Like our studio audience.
Creepy. Like our studio audience. what else have I been playing? Fuck, I just played something. Rain. Oh, I went back and played Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about going back and playing Assassin's Creed. But was it Unity we were going to play? So we could do online?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I would have to reinstall it.
I actually I started playing Black Flag
on
my new Xbox, yeah.
Tight.
Because it was already installed.
So how do them 5-year-old graphics look?
That game is so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tight.
I love being a pirate.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Arg.
Proud of you.
Take what I want.
Give nothing back?
And we'll give back to the community.
As pirates are known for.
What about you, Chris? What have you been up to since the last time you were here?
Oh, since the last time I was here? You know. I did get the Uncharted collection, Nathan Drake collection, and Uncharted 4. I had not played those before. I am not a PC Master Race, I'm sorry, or an X-Bone. So I'm playing on the PS4. But
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, bro. I have a PS4, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hear, but you don't ever play.
No, God.
So if I friend you, it will do me no good.
It will do you no good. Well, until God of War comes out.
Oh, okay.
I got that thing because I wanted God of War, and then it took years.
I did that with the Wii U. I got it. I was like, because I know there's going to be a Zelda game. And they're like, oh, by the way, we're going to cancel the Wii U. Stop making it. And a Zelda game at the same time.
I was
like,
terrible.
You fuckers.
Yeah, wow. I was looking forward to that. Is it coming out on Switch, or did they just cancel it?
No, they're gonna do a dual release on the Switch and the Wii U.
Oh, so it's still coming out.
It's still coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, but
just years later.
On the Switch and the GameCube.
I could have got one way. Yes.
Going way back.
I could have got one way cheaper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Uncharted 4?
Uncharted 4 was really good.
Yeah?
Really good. I played them all so quickly that they kind of ran in together, but I think 4 was probably the best.
I think a game like that, if you play them back-to-back, it's great. Because they're so cinematic.
Yes.
If you just play them back-to-back, it's just like, you know, watching all three of the original Star Wars back-to-back. They just run into each other.
Although in the middle, I did play the Tomb Raider. Not the newest one, but the...
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Rise of the Tomb Raider is the newest one. Mm-hmm. The one before that.
Lara Croft dies.
Something.
The Lara Croft Death Simulator.
Spoilers. Lara Croft dies in the very first episode.
30,000 different ways she dies in that game.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. She falls in the river and breaks her skull open. Yeah.
And falls on a pile of sticks and gets impaled.
My favorite is parachuting through the forest and being impaled by a branch. Over and over again.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, what are you going to do?
Sometimes.
I think I kind of like that better than the Uncharted series, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought it on the Steam sale. I'm going to play it one of these days.
I really enjoyed Rise of the Tomb Raider.
No?
I bought the one right before it, too. Rise of the Tomb Raider is the most recent.
I can't remember which one I bought. I bought one of them, and I'm going to play it.
You should.
Because we were looking at our Steam accounts, like, how many of your games are unplayed? I think 45% of my games are unplayed.
I had like...
You were like 7% of your games were unplayed or something. You got a good solid eight.
I was surprised by the number.
Yeah.
And the fall sale just started.
Oh, that's right. I just saw that.
There were a few games I was eyeballing. And
what is it like through this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's still Monday.
Let's get out there. Let's buy it. Oh, Dirk bought me the tabletop simulator.
He bought that for me too.
Did he?
I think he has an agenda.
I think he was doing some drunk buying.
I think he misses playing D&D with us.
Well... That's too bad. I'm not playing it over the goddamn internet.
Shouldn't have moved to North Carolina, asshole.
Yeah, dick.
No one told you to take that promotion.
What an asshole.
Money isn't everything, Dirk.
Friends are everything.
It's true.
I'm rich in friendship.
Not for all people.
I'm rich in nougat.
Some people leave. Rich in nougat.
Okay. Is that it? God, we suck. We don't do anything.
Well, I mean, I've been playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes quite a bit.
Which
is how I met our studio audience here, Sean and Ashley.
Yeah, thanks for inviting internet strangers to my house.
Well,
that's not weird at all.
It's safer to have them here than at my house.
I mean, I have invited internet strangers to my house, but it was usually for something else.
And there was a blindfold involved.
Yeah. Well,
I remember that day.
There's a gag order, all right? We're not allowed to talk about that.
There was a lot of gagging going on, that's for sure.
I tell you, the story of how you guys met was so sweet. It's so sweet.
Hey, you want to come over and hang out? Some guys coming over.
All right.
All right. That's creepy.
I'm uncomfortable.
So what are we talking about today, Chester?
Well, I threw a few last-minute news articles together here. One of my favorites, Carrie Fisher. Is that the one you want to go with?
Yeah, man.
Carrie Fisher in the new Alien movie.
She's playing Sigourney Weaver.
She's the queen. She graduated from Princess. But no, Carrie Fisher released it's her fifth or sixth autobiography.
Really?
But this one is all about being the Princess Leia. The Princess Leia.
The?
It's called The Princess Diarist. So, yeah. But basically, what everyone's talking about, the only thing that really matters is her intense love affair that she had with married actor Harrison Ford.
She was getting laid.
Oh, God. Hey-o. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's good. Very good. Very nice. Very nice. I don't know how you could act in a movie with Harrison Ford and not fuck Harrison Ford.
Yeah. You know what? If he said, come to my trailer to practice our lines.
Right.
I would.
What are you doing later? Come to my trailer in about 15 minutes. Like, don't wear pants. Okay.
He would show up 10 minutes later and I'd already be waiting.
I said 15 minutes.
I let myself in, Harrison. Don't worry about it.
It's just like eating a taco. Well, we're just going to go swimming.
He's got a pool in his trailer?
Well, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a really big trailer. So is anyone surprised that they were banging? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, so soon on episode 4, I thought she was banging her brother at the time.
For real. That's fucked up.
They didn't bang until episode 5.
Yeah, but wait. She was hardly in it.
Which one?
In 4. She was in it for like a minute. She was a hologram. And then she was in it at the end.
No way. They rescued her from the Death Star.
Yeah, but they had to build all that shit up to it.
And then
she was more of a main character.
Then they escaped the Death Star together.
Right.
And they're down on the trash compactor.
Brought that couch out.
Shit, that's a different movie. Fuck.
That's what I mean. She was in it a lot more in the later ones.
True.
I'm guessing, let's see, in episode 5, she was how old? 19? Maybe she
was 19.
Maybe she wasn't of age in episode 4.
One article I read said he was 34. This one says 33. So maybe the whole thing is bullshit.
Maybe. It's creepy either way. That's a lot of years. That's like daughter status.
Yeah.
It's like 15 years.
Help me, Han Solo.
Like me and my girlfriend have a good gap there. But
that's a young father, okay? If that's daughter status,
it's possible.
What do you think? What do you think kids in yours are for? That means I'm of breeding age.
Yeah,
it's true.
Anybody who doesn't live in the Southwest is not going to know what that means.
Old enough to bleed. Old enough to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Old enough to crawl.
She's in the right position.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
I knew I could count on Ryan.
If there's not grass on the if there's grass on the field, play ball. If there's not, plant your seed.
Oh, I thought it was playing the mud.
I guess if you want, if she's receptive.
If there's no grass on the field, play in the mud.
Yeah. Great. Great.
Are you booing me?
I'm booing you.
Booing for
on my podcast?
On your podcast. Oh. Welcome to the Chester Show.
What next here?
You want to talk about? I just want to know, were you surprised? Sorry.
I am not surprised.
At all?
I have a feeling that he's banged every leading lady on every movie.
Anne Heche?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Anne Heche.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Word?
She needed serious deep digging.
Really? I think she was with Ellen at the time.
Doesn't matter.
You think they... Nah? You know.
Absolutely. A threesome? Is that what that meant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With Ellen and Anne Heche.
That's the hottest threesome you can imagine.
I mean, right? Yeah. Ellen and Portia de Rossi would be much better.
There's, according to Carrie Fisher, she said in an interview, when you're on location, everything is permitted.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like the Assassin's Creed.
It really does. Yeah.
Nothing is forbidden. Everything is permitted.
It sounds to me like she's trying to also say she banged George Lucas.
Probably. It says that.
And an Ewok.
And an Ewok. Yeah. And Warwick Davis.
Yep, like nub.
Yep, nub.
It says that they began their tryst after George Lucas's birthday party.
Huh.
So
he caught her coming naked out of George Lucas's room after the party.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing here? And she's just like, I was waiting for you, obviously. Just all covered in sweat and like that neck sweat
George
from that
Lucas
flat.
I don't know, man. Harrison Ford with sloppy seconds. I don't buy it.
Well, just saying. He was a powerful man. After the first Star Wars came out, George Lucas could have anybody. This How do you think he got her in that bikini?
The first one.
I thought it was during the second one.
Nope. A New Hope.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now my timelines are all screwed up. Let's talk about episode 3.
Episode 3.
No.
The greatest
Star Wars movie.
All time. No.
You did get to watch What's-His-Face burn to death.
The greatest movie.
Not to death, but, you know. His limbs are cut off. He's sitting there melting in the fire. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we hate you too.
And then when he screamed no at the end.
No.
I got goosebumps. It's the most emotional scene in a film ever.
Did you watch that video of Mike Tyson on the hoverboard and when he fell? Did you watch it in slow motion? That's what it sounded like.
I have not seen that, but I need to.
Well, it's even better in normal speed because it's just...
I got a spinal. I got a spinal.
Oh, Mike Tyson. So, in further movie news, they announced they're pushing forward the release date of the new Alien movie.
When does that ever happen?
Nothing ever gets moved up, it seems.
Right? It's like, we're done? Wait, like seriously, like we're like actually done? Yeah, we can just like release this now.
Yeah, they're releasing it like 3 or 4 months early.
When is it supposed to be coming out?
May 19th.
Wow, that's still a long time. That's still plenty of time for post.
17?
Yep.
Oh, that's not too
Speaking
bad.
Of which, speaking of talking about movies, can we just acknowledge the fact that there's a new Star Wars movie coming out in like 2.5 weeks?
Oh, man, that's pretty awesome. So and excited.
Like the time we live in now, where we're like adults and we can just go to the fucking movies whenever we want.
Yeah.
And there's like tons of Star Wars movies coming out now.
Yeah.
Like all over the place.
That's exciting.
It's so fucking exciting.
It's a brave new world.
It is a brave new world.
It's a new hope is what
Did
it
you,
is.
Did you? God damn it. God fucking damn it. God damn it, Chester. when you went and watched episode 7, did you get all like when the crawl came up and the music? I got all misty.
Yeah.
I was all.
It's like, this is really happening.
Hold me. It's going to happen again. I know it's going to happen again.
Yeah, man. It's exciting stuff. Oh,
is that how you felt with Star Wars episode 1?
Yeah, I felt this. Yeah. Fuck, no.
At the beginning, though.
The first time
you saw it. No, because I was like, how old was I? 15?
I was excited.
I was probably, first of all, I was probably really high.
Yeah.
Because I was 15.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Drugs are bad, right?
I know. I remember, and we drank before it. I remember drinking too.
At 15.
Yeah.
Cheers.
In the parking lot of the movie theater, they were having a big party. And I don't even think I remember.
They were tailgating.
Yeah, we were tailgating there.
That's awesome.
And I remember there were kids. Remember those helicopters where you like pull the cord zzz, mm-hmm. and the helicopter takes off with a little stick?
They're called drones.
Okay. And there were kids with a bunch of those, and we were running around all fucked up trying to slap them out of the air. So I don't even really remember Star Wars. I remember that. So. That's how bad that movie scarred me. It's like I only remember the parking lot. Like I blacked out everything else.
That is
like
definitely a better memory.
I feel like a rape victim. Yeah, now I know how memory. Carrie Fisher feels. She doesn't remember George Lucas either. And I'm trying to forget him too.
Yeah. We're all moving on.
Anyways, Alien movie. Moving up.
Oh, well, it is starring Fickle Massbender.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender.
That's the one. Michael Fassbender. And Noomi Rapace. Yeah. Is it Rapace? Rapace?
Who?
Rap Ace.
That's how
Rap
I would
Ace.
Say.
Noomi Rap Ace.
Man, that's a cool name.
This is the
that mixtape's going to be hot.
Sequel.
It sounds like it. I mean, it's starring the same people that were in Prometheus.
So, Is this
Danny McBride
after Prometheus and how Alien Begins, I guess? Is that?
Yeah, yeah, because it's a prequel to the first Alien. Okay. They were supposed to do a sequel, too, with Neil Blomkamp. Producing or directing or whatever, writing maybe.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be after, I think they said they were going to do after Aliens. So they were going to ignore 3 and 4.
How are,
and just make
wait,
a new movie.
Really?
Yeah. He did a whole bunch of art and posted it on Twitter.
Resurrection was like 100 years later. So they could easily do something that takes place in there.
Oh, that's the one where she was like frozen and the alien was her baby.
She killed herself in the third one. Alien 3, she killed herself.
Yeah, at the end.
And then like 100 years later, they cloned her
along with
the alien.
And she was all weird and like dead inside. That movie was weird.
Yeah.
She had like hardly any emotion.
3 and 4 were terrible, and I think they're ignoring it.
Wait.
Both of them.
Hold on. And didn't she have alien blood?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
Well, she killed the baby alien. She like cut her hand or whatever and put it on the window to suck it out.
Because her DNA and the alien's DNA, it was stupid as shit.
No, it made total sense.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
How are you going to ignore 3 and 4? How are you going to ignore Hellboy? I love him. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember his name. He's just Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Anyone? Anyone?
I don't know his name.
No?
Talking about the actor?
Yes.
He was also in Sons of Anarchy.
What? Ron Perlman.
Got it. Yeah. You're welcome.
How are you going to ignore Ron Perlman? By the way, that shot she made with the basketball behind her head, totally made that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even CGI.
I love Ron Perlman. Danny McBride is going to be in it, so that's fun.
Ooh, done. Yeah.
I think I saw that. But, like, is he going to be dramatic? Remember, they
had... I
was
going to say, they're going to force dramatic comedy into it.
But remember, Paul Reiser was in Alien 2.
He was the comic relief.
He was just an asshole.
He was an asshole.
So maybe it'll work.
It might.
Because like right when the movie starts, you see him like, I want this fucking guy to die.
Danny McBride's really good at being an asshole. That's true.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious when he does it.
Fuck you, Franco. I'll jack off all over this house. God, I love that guy.
He's good. Good stuff.
He's good at jacking off. The fuck is Crashlands?
So there's that. That was that game. Do you remember I was telling you about that terrible game I was playing a while back?
I feel like this conversation happens a lot, so you have to refresh my memory.
I first started playing it, I was like, oh, this kind of feels like Toe Jam and Earl. Like I'm crash landed on a planet and I have to run around collecting stuff to rebuild my ship. But then it just turned into a really fucking boring survival game where it was like, hey, collect wood so that you can build a wooden tool.
Okay, I know what you're talking about
stone
now.
So that you can make stone tools, so that you can start collecting iron, so you can make iron tools. It was boring as fuck, and I have had nothing nice to say about it, and I just found out that the guy who made the game was dying of cancer when he made it.
So it's not your fault.
Do you feel bad now?
You weren't like, I hate this game. This guy should die of cancer.
Do you feel like he was trying to put his cancer into that game?
Maybe it was my fault that he contracted cancer because I wished he was dead. Because
you were on Steam. This game literally gave me cancer.
Well, that's funny. I made the game while I had cancer.
I thought it was noteworthy.
So, like, did he get any residuals off of it? Or did he, like, release the game and, like, die? Immediately.
I don't think he's dead.
Word?
I think the game saved him.
You're a fucking hero, Chester.
I bought it on early, like, what do they call that? Pre-release or... Early access.
Early access. Where it's like $1 or something.
Where you pay like $5 and the game is still in development. So maybe it's not as shitty as it was. I don't have any intention of revisiting the game. So there's that.
I hate to interrupt. Interesting. I just got an alert.
What's
a
up?
Breaking news alert.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Go on.
No Man's Sky still sucks.
No!
Still sucks.
It still sucks.
What?
Yeah.
Don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Show me this alert.
Just wait for the DLC.
Yep. There it is.
Breaking news, folks.
Breaking news. It's still terrible.
This just in.
News line.
No Man's Sky, still a steaming pile of shit.
Still.
But it's got spaceships.
Speaking of steaming. Steam's got their own awards coming out, which is exciting.
So, are they just awarding themselves? Are they awarding other people?
No. I don't know when the last time you got on Steam was, but pretty much every game has this purple banner.
Okay.
That says nominate this game for the Steam Awards, and if you click on it, it'll let you choose.
Is this only like newer games? Because all I play is like old games. I don't think I play like a really new. I even bought Just Cause 3, and I still haven't played it. That's like the newest game I bought.
What is?
Just Cause 3.
Did you play it?
No. You think it would be on there? It came out this year, right? So.
Yeah, there's a banner on every game.
Every game?
You can nominate a game for any award they've got.
Oh, let's nominate Cthulhu Saves the World.
Half-Life 2 was nominated for the last game in a long-standing franchise because the developer has moved on to more profitable ventures award.
So they made that up for themselves.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are they calling these awards, guys?
Well, I'm calling them the Steamers.
Steamers.
Well, I said Steamies. You said Steamers. I hope you get credit.
I hope the awards ceremony happens in Cleveland.
Yeah? Ooh, yeah.
The Cleveland Steamers?
Cleveland Steamers.
That's good. Why not?
I am a juvenile.
Nothing else going on in Cleveland.
It's true. They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Hall? Rock and Roll.
Did you say Rock and Hole?
Rock and Hole.
Rock and Hole.
I'll rock your hole.
Rock and Hole, bro.
That was a lot of words that sounded the same.
What else?
Best use of a farm animal. So that's going to Goat Simulator.
Best use of a farm animal.
Villain most in need of a hug. Ooh, who's that? Who is the villain most in need of a hug?
Well, Darth Vader. I mean, outside of video games, Darth Vader just needs a family.
But strictly
hug.
Video games.
Strictly video. Bowser?
Bowser, you think? No? He's got all them kids. They could hug him.
Well, let's think of some villains.
Go ahead. Rodrigo Borgia.
I can't think of. Assassin's Creed is the only game I can think of. In GTA, you are the villains.
What about the FBI guy from GTA? Nah, he doesn't need a hug. That dude just needs to get beat up.
What else we got?
Best action game. Wait, that seems appropriate. That's the only one that seems appropriate. Where the hell are you looking, dude? Are we looking at the same thing? Oh, yeah.
Witcher got best game on Steam, Witcher 3.
Yeah?
I still haven't played it.
Witcher 3 is pretty awesome.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
I heard things.
Tell you about it?
Tell us about it.
Is there unicorn
sex? It's awesome. There is no unicorn sex, but there is, witch and witcher sex.
Don't they have
sex on a unicorn? You're right. Yeah. Stuffed unicorn. That's right.
I feel like that was two, but I guess that was three.
Well, they bring it back. they reference it. Like, remember that unicorn? I got the unicorn, and then they fuck on the unicorn again.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So if you're into fucking on unicorns. Stuffed unicorns.
I'm more into stuffing the unicorn. Like,
stuffing the unicorn?
I spend a lot of time on 4chan, so obviously I'm into unicorn sex.
Along with other mythical creatures.
Yes, yeah. Just throw them all in there. Hey, as long as there's a tail involved, I'm good. God damn it. The internet has ruined my life. Can I just sidetrack for a second?
Yes.
And talk about how fucked up the internet is. So the other day, I was having a conversation with some of my buddies, and I kind of made the comment that Mike Pence, who is apparently our vice president now, looks like Powdered Toast Man. He does. He looks a lot like Powdered Toast Man because he does this thing, that thing with his lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided he looks more like the No Sir, I Don't Like It horse. Does anyone watch Ren and Stimpy? Am I losing everyone?
Oh, shit.
No Sir, I Don't Like It.
Oh, I gotcha.
So my buddy Dan asked for shirtless pics, and I think he was talking about Mike Pence, and I found the most fucked up picture of that horse from Ren and Stimpy. It was wearing like a nightie, and it had its ass hanging out, and it kind of had its head tilted over its shoulder with a little caption that said, "No, sir, I don't like it." Fuck the internet, dude.
This is an official picture?
No, licensed? No, this was something that somebody drew.
Of course it is.
On the goddamn internet.
That's phenomenal. But
I'm turning my phone on right now so I can show it to you.
I want
to
know how you got from Dan wanted shirtless pics to, I think he was talking about Mike Pence.
Well, I was talking about Mike Pence because he looks like Powdered Toast Man.
Oh, and then
it turned into all the Ren and Stimpy stuff.
Wanted shirtless pics.
Yeah. And then I found that thing. I'm going to show it
to you. That makes sense. I'm with you now.
Get out of your phone. I don't even like you. So what were we talking about now that I sidetracked the whole thing?
The Steam Awards?
Oh, okay. The Steamies. Villain, I still want to know the villain with the hug.
Well, somebody nominated South Park, Stick of Truth.
Oh, Mr. Hanky. Mr. Hanky.
Was Mr. Hanky the villain? Who was the villain in that?
Kenny ended up being the villain at the end.
Kenny doesn't need a hug.
Kenny doesn't need a hug.
Cartman needs a hug.
Cartman needs a big fucking hug. Oh, that kid is... There's something wrong with that kid. God, what was I just playing? And I was... Oh, no, no.
The aliens that
no,
are...
No, Borderlands. Everyone? What the fuck's his name? Jack. Fuck. Borderlands.
Oh, Handsome Jack?
Handsome Jack.
You think he needs a hug?
He might need a hug.
Yeah.
Just kind of a prick.
But he's got a pony made of diamonds.
Of course he does.
I don't think he needs a hug.
That dude doesn't need shit. You think everyone will just nominate Donald Trump as the villain that needs a hug?
Yeah, he is a villain, isn't he?
But who's going to hug him?
Putin.
Putin?
Putin's going to hug him. These guys are besties.
The besties. It'll be nice to get back in league with Russia.
Right?
It'd be great. Back? Yeah. We were friends with Russia in like the 90s.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I want to be enemies with Russia so we can get some more Rambo movies. Remember that one in Afghanistan? That's Afghanistan where they were playing that fucking weird game with the goat? Yeah, I want more of that. What?
What?
What? Get out of here. I just want more Rambo. All right. So what happened on Polygon? Oh, the Vivendi thing. That's great.
Vivendi trying to buy Ubisoft? Slowly but surely, they're buying up stocks.
Show of hands, who still knew that Vivendi was a company? Great. There's five people in this room, by the way.
Zero raising
Zero
hands.
Out of five. Didn't even know Vivendi Universal was still around.
I don't even know what they have done in the past.
They're just a publisher. They just put out games. They don't even make them. Yeah. And now they're trying to buy up Ubisoft. Well, I hate saying Ubisoft. Can I say Ubisoft?
Not happy about
I
it.
I hate saying Ubisoft. Isn't it?
Didn't the headline say the opposite? Ubisoft is trying to buy.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, right here. Ubisoft exec says Vivendi.
Oh, yeah. All right. See.
So they're buying up all their stock, trying to do a hostile takeover. It was Ubisoft, and one of the brothers owns another company, another smaller Gameloft or something like that. Another smaller company. They're trying to buy that up too.
Yeah.
Why?
So I don't know, but maybe so they can say be relevant. Ubisoft now.
Ubisoft?
Since you won't say Ubisoft.
So apparently now Ubisoft is trying to raise a whole bunch of capital to stop this thing.
Are they?
You know what they could do? Just release another Assassin's Creed game. Done. All the money you need. I'll buy it. Well, they have even if nobody has faces.
Right? Just announce that it's available for pre-order and they'll just money will pour in.
Yeah.
They don't even have to make the game for right. 2 more years.
Coming out in 2018. Available for pre-order
people
now.
People will still pre-order shit.
You get a like gold encrusted crossbow if you order now.
Oh yes,
yeah. Oh yeah, man.
That will be available for download 2 months later,
and a flashy outfit to match.
Yeah, well, you'll obviously get Altair's outfit if you pre-order.
That's right, and
because they just won't let that die.
Well,
what? Say something.
I was gonna say Ezio's outfit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
and Connor, you can have Connor's outfit, and Captain Kenway's outfit.
Finally.
And
if you only if you pre-order though.
Who else we got?
Only if you the chick from the Liberty one.
Okay, the Liberty chick's outfit, Lady Liberty or
Lady
was.
Liberty. That's it.
It's Liberation.
Liberation. It's just a big like green cloak.
I mean, I could do without any more Watch Dogs games.
But the second one just came out.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be decent.
Yeah,
is well, it? I saw that and I was like. There's a second one?
I'm
the
not,
first one was terrible.
I'm
right?
not going to dismiss it because the first Assassin's Creed kind of fucking sucked.
Okay.
But Assassin's Creed 2 was great. And then everything beyond that, everything, well, except for 3. I don't. But everything else was great. So you can't just base it off the first game, right? Because like Mario Brothers fucking sucked. But Mario 2 was like the best game ever.
Hush your mouth.
Mario 2 wasn't even
Mario
1 game.
Yeah. Mario 1 was great, and Mario 2 was
but
Doki
Mario
Doki
2, do you mean Mario 3?
No, I
or
mean,
do you mean
Super Mario Brothers 2.
The Lost Levels.
No, I mean the version that was the reskinned version of Doki Doki Panic that was released in America. It's so the greatest video game of all time.
Doki Panic 1 was a great sequel to Super Mario 1.
Correct.
Okay. God, I'm on board now. I'm following.
Okay. Now you know where I'm going with
so
this.
So now I see what you're saying about sequels. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Totally, totally there. I'm totally there with you.
Okay. First of all, Mario 2 is an amazing game, even if it is based on another game. And I want to hear it from you.
All right.
I actually took it out of the Nintendo Olympics lineup because I felt bad.
You felt bad?
That I would have just fucking raped everybody.
You could have used the all the help you could get.
Would have been. Yeah, I could have. That, I'm really sad that I took it out. I took that out, and I took Dr. Mario out.
Hey, out of the three of us, raise your hand if you've won the Nintendo Olympics.
Two of us have raised our hands.
You're counting two? There's three of us, though.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was trying to be fair.
Are your arms broken?
I'm very sensitive about my arms. So you know what? He got beat. He was the champion yesterday. By the way, last year. And he got beat by his cousin who never plays video games.
How'd that feel? Ass kicked. I was out in two rounds.
So that's while we're on the subject. All right. So what knocked you into the loser bracket?
It was fucking Smash Brothers. I'm not a Smash Brothers player. I've never played it besides inside the competition. The
64 version's terrible.
Is it?
Plus, your controllers were shit.
Oh, dude, original 64 controllers are fucking garbage. Those thumbsticks are just clunky. Because we were playing it at SGC, and we had those modified with the GameCube sticks, and it was fantastic. And then going back to the 64 sticks, you're like, you have to like use two hands to move it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fucking terrible. And what knocked you into the loser bracket?
I don't remember.
You drank that much that early, huh?
Blocked it out.
Smash for me, too. Yeah. Knocked me out, yeah.
And then it was Excitebike, and I was gone on that one. That was it. Out.
I ruined Excitebike.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I ruined it.
I must have won Smash Brothers, because I didn't play Excitebike.
No? I think I beat everyone's time on every track by at least 10 seconds. Was that it?
Yes.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Because I was playing with Josh, crush one of the tracks.
I think so. Like, he's one of those guys that came in and was like, I don't know how to play any of these games. Like, fuck, killing it. Ugh. I almost spilled beer. I'm so upset. Ugh. And then what knocked you out finally?
Excitebike. Yeah, that was it. I was like 0.4 seconds away from the other mic. Not my cousin Mike who won, but the other Mike.
Oh, our Dungeon Master?
Yeah, yes, yeah. And that knocked me out.
Game Master, not like a Dungeon Master, like a Leather Daddy or anything.
Yes, he's whipping the shit out of you guys. We were the first two, and I was within 0.4 seconds. I was like, I did pretty good, I think. Nope. No, I did terrible. Both of us did terrible. He just happened to be on the
Oh, that's right. That's because you guys were doing the math, and then I did the math separately.
Yes.
And no one trusted my math.
I trusted your math.
I was really drunk. You shouldn't have trusted my math.
Well, you had said somebody else came in like 10 seconds over me. And Excitebike they were
is your game, too.
Yeah. I couldn't take them all out.
Yeah.
All right.
But you won that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were in the...
Oh, God. Yes. So good at it.
Yes. Yeah, you played next, and you were like 10 seconds ahead each track out of three. I was like, he just kicked their ass.
Your cousin, though, he crushed Tetris.
Oh, yeah. He beat everybody by, like... I want to say almost three times the score.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, the ass whipping that he handed out on the Tetris was pretty brutal.
I was I hurt Mike's feelings because I told him I wanted Brandon to get first place.
Yeah.
Because Brandon has worked so hard for so many years.
Right.
To get first place, and he's never gotten it.
So,
and I didn't want Justin to be the first one to have his name on the trophy twice. I want me to be the first to have his name on the trophy twice.
I got to get my name on the trophy before you get your name on there twice.
We'll just put it on there.
Just stick my name on there? Just write it on the bottom.
It Honorable mention.
It is at my house.
You know, I built it. I should sign my name on the bottom.
There you go.
Then my name's on it all the time.
Your name's on the trophy.
Fantastic.
For all time. Till I paint over it.
Yeah, because ours are just Velcroed on there. You could rip that just shit take off. Right up. Like, I don't like Chris Velcro anymore. Though. I don't like.
There had to have been a better way to do that. I think Dirk came up with that. Once again, it's all Dirk's fault. But there had to have been a better
way.
Can
we weld those on or something?
There's got it, like some JB Weld or something. A better way to keep those on there.
Velcro.
Just this big lump of fabric on the back. All like it just your eyes just see that. Whoa, my mic's dying.
What's happening?
My earphones.
Maybe it's just the headphones. Great.
There you go. That sounds better now.
All right. Okay. You know, it's going to be really awkward when it was just the headphones.
No, because I heard it too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was just the headphones.
Oh, I see. And the audience
and everyone's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah. It sounds fine.
Edit it out.
Yeah, it's not all about you people.
Yeah.
We're here for us.
You dicks.
No one didn't even listen.
Did I ask what knocked Chester out? Did I ask what knocked you out?
You did, but I don't remember.
You don't remember either of them?
I think I got fourth place, so I didn't even medal.
Didn't even place.
Oh, but I don't remember what I lost.
Brandon placed again. Well, that's what I do, too. Me and Brandon, all we do is place.
Well, I've only gotten first once, but I am the most decorated.
You are. How many? You got three medals?
I've got
and the trophy?
Three medals in the trophy, yeah.
Well, you know what's great?
Four placements.
Remember the shit show, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
The worst Nintendo Olympics ever that we didn't finish?
Well, I wasn't there for that one.
The person that ruined it was here yesterday and said, hey, remember that one time when me and my friend were getting high the whole time when we ruined your video game competition?
Yeah. Did you kick him out of your house?
I wanted to hit him.
Did you hoist him by his pants and stuff? I can't
because it's my girlfriend's brother.
he was here earlier.
Yeah, that's one of them.
That douchebag.
Yeah.
I heard the story from Dirk the first year I came, which was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much that much
It
contempt.
Was pretty brutal.
Yeah, it was like the...
It's all right. The other kid's dead, and he probably deserved it for what happened there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that fucking
Do you want to tell that story on...
What story?
About how he died?
You want to hear how he died?
Yeah, it's a good story.
Anal cancer?
No. Okay. He came in a cop with a samurai sword.
No shit.
Yeah, he charged a cop with a samurai sword. Yeah.
All right, suicide by cop.
Yeah, no, just drugs.
Just drugs.
Down a hallway of a trailer.
Perfect.
I don't know what it's going to do with a sword in a hallway.
His grandparents called the police on him.
Yeah, he was high. His grandparents called the police because he was high and erratic. Cop showed up. He ran out of the room with a sword. And then, of course, everyone in the small town where he's from was like, they didn't have to shoot him. They didn't have to shoot him. Like, he was like, what do you want him to wait? Like, I want to see if he's going to bury this in my shoulder.
Right? Yeah. He could have pulled out his gun and blocked it.
Tink.
Oh yeah. Like
some anime shit.
Ghost dog.
The Matrix style.
Yeah.
Everything slows down.
If you've never seen Ghost Dog, don't.
Okay.
Is it the run with the
Forrest Whitaker?
Oh.
Forrest Whitaker is a modern day samurai.
Of course he is.
Sounds like he just has a gun and he whips it around like a sword after he kills someone. Before sheathing it,
he would make a good samurai because you can't really tell if he's looking at you or the other guy,
right? Or what if you're alone? It's like, is he?
I don't, man. Stop looking at me.
Are you talking to me?
Poor Forrest Whitaker in his eyes. He's done good for himself. So he's done well. He was the last king of Scotland,
right? That's a big deal.
It's great.
Scotland's never had a king since. They retired the position.
He was the last one.
They retired his jersey and the position.
The last king of Scotland was black.
Well, yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the last samurai was white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
The last of the Mohicans, white.
White. It's time we gave back.
Yeah.
All right.
The last of everything has to be a different race or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop whitewashing. And blackwash it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Like that G.I. Joe movie. Who they brought one of those Wayans brothers in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had to blackwash it.
Or that movie White Chicks.
Yeah. Well, they whitewashed. They
starred black guys.
It was actually two black men.
Wait. But they were white.
They wore white face. Now, how come?
Is that racist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone get the Wayans on the phone. We need to have a conversation.
All right.
Whiteface. Hold on.
You got their numbers?
Hey, Marlon, I need to talk to you for a second.
First of all, I love you on New Girl. I don't even know which Wayans is on that show.
Is it Damon Wayans Jr.?
Is he Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks just like his dad.
He does.
Damon Wayans played his father on an episode.
That makes sense. They look like the same person.
Damon Wayans, who's getting too old for this shit?
Oh, God damn it. Why you gotta bring that shit up?
Lethal Weapon, series?
Yeah, we were all asking for that. Yeah, that's a thing.
Have you not heard of that?
No.
That's a thing nobody wanted, and it happened anyways.
Lethal Weapon, the series.
It's happening. There is half season in, I think.
Yeah, it's like 9/11.
Damon Wayans.
Nobody wanted it, but it happened anyways.
Yeah.
And it's a disaster.
Yeah.
And if you watch it, the terrorists win.
Yeah. Martin Riggs has a mustache. for some reason. Because I remember, right. I distinctly remember a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Mullet. Crazy.
Yes.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Mullet and crazy. Mm-hmm. Like MacGyver.
And I'm too old for this shit.
And I'm too old for right? this shit. Yeah. Even though he's not too old for that shit.
No.
What is he, like in his 50s?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's not too old for that shit. This is ridiculous. What else and we got here?
He looks good for his age.
He does look good for his age. He cocoa butter.
Last thing on my list was the Zelda fan film we watched right before recording.
Holy crap, that was creepy and awesome.
It was cool. It was a little 4-minute short made by fans.
Can you tell the people where to find it?
No.
On Kotaku.
It's on YouTube. Probably just have to search for... it's called Majora's Mask Terrible Fate.
Terrible Fate. Terrible.
It's 4 minutes short that tells the... It kind of tells a story of the origin of Skull Kid from Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
It was beautifully done.
It was... I can't believe that was, like, amateur shit, because that looked like straight-up professional, like, Disney stuff.
Well, it's fan-made, not necessarily amateur.
Well, yeah,
but... Ember Labs...
Okay.
And it was a collaboration between their filmmaking and the music of Theophany.
The who?
I don't know.
Great.
Theophany.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I'll wait while you Google it.
Their
Google it.
Studio that makes music.
Google it. Oh, okay. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
How long was it? Let's see, 4.5 minutes or so? Enjoyed every minute of it. Every
it
second.
Was good. It was creepy.
Yeah, it was pretty slick.
That's about all we have to say on that. It sounds like.
I just like
check
the,
it out.
I just like the end. Like everything in there was really cool and fun and like lighthearted, and then it started to get dark. And then at the end, when he's wearing the mask and he's kind of floating there, was very. I mean, that was like the that's like from the game, but it maybe like looked really cool mm-hmm. the way they did it instead of just taking liberties. I like when people do fan shit and they don't take liberties. They just. Do it the way it should be,
mm-hmm.
the way it was written. Like, what was it? What was I thinking about? Arrow,
or like the Doom movie?
That Doom movie, shit like that. Where oh god, that was fucking dog shit. It's like, all right, remember? Okay,
this, it's like they weren't even actually fans.
There's this game called Doom where they create a portal to Mars, but it kind of takes you through hell. Okay, this is cool. Well, we're going to throw all that out and just make a Resident Evil movie and call it Doom.
Yeah, we're just going to have zombies on Mars.
Yeah, there'd be a virus or something. We'll just do that. That'd be fine. Everyone loves Resident Evil, right? Yeah. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some zombie.
What about the portal? Don't worry about the portal. It'll take care of itself.
No, it'll all work itself out.
People love The Rock. It'll just take care of itself.
Oh, shit. Put The Rock in there and it's gold.
It's gold.
It's yeah. true. Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you smell what The Rock's cooking?
Nope.
No.
No.
Can't. Yeah, because if there was a portal here, I could smell it.
I lost my sense of smell.
But.
In an accident.
So, Dwayne Johnson with a portal gun, and we're good.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson in Portal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie?
The movie.
2.
Jesus Christ.
It's actually just a rescan of a different movie.
What are they? Yeah, right? We'll just base it off of something else. Everyone loved that movie.
And then you could remake the video game.
Bridges of Madison County reskin.
It'd be the Shawshank Redemption. He just escapes with a portal gun instead of crawling through the sewer. The rest of the movie is exactly the same.
He just shoots a portal out his window and then another one on the wall and just boop, done.
I never thought much about Dwayne The Rock Johnson when he showed up.
Oh, man.
But she's still going to have Morgan Freeman in it, obviously.
So Dwayne Johnson does not replace Morgan Freeman.
No. He replaces Andy Dufresne.
All right.
I'd see that movie in 3D.
Yeah, I'd watch it too. And then I would get on the internet right after and bitch about how shitty it was. Why do I keep going to rock movies? I told myself after I watched The Tooth Fairy I wouldn't go to another one. I really thought this guy was going to be the next action hero, and it turns out it was just Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's our next action hero.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Triple X movie?
They're making another one?
Yes, another Triple X.
The Return of Xander.
Yeah, because Ice Cube came back as Triple X. Or not came back, but...
He did like 2 movies, I think.
Did he?
No way.
2?
Or 1.
There was 2?
Maybe you just did one.
There was that one with Rammstein in it. Was that the first one or the second one?
I haven't seen was the second any one. Of them.
Du hast mich.
Yeah.
I have seen zero Triple X movies.
Well,
zero.
Let me tell you what you're missing.
Quite a few Triple X movies. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is different.
So this morning, they're dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were expecting a good movie, don't watch that. But if you want to be disappointed, Triple X State of the Union.
Yeah.
That's your jam. Is that's what that you the need Ice to watch. Cube one? Yeah.
You don't want to see Vin Diesel skiing down a hill with snow skis, but it's the jungle. There's no snow anywhere. And then he grinds off the side of a moving bus.
I thought you said you never saw it.
It's the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
And doesn't
for the
he
new
like
one.
Ride a quad into the water or something too?
I think he rides a dirt bike across the ocean.
Dirt bike in the yes, across the entire ocean.
Does he jump out of those Red Bull one of those Red Bull planes?
Probably
with a wingsuit on.
The wingsuit says Red Bull on it.
Probably
product
does.
Placement.
Oh, why are they doing that? Does he need money that bad? He is Groot.
For real.
Does
perfect
he need
role.
Money that
you
bad?
Don't have to see him
right?
at all.
Oh, he is
well,
just
because
the worst.
Because Fast and the Furious 17 is on the back burner right now.
That's
right.
No, say it ain't so.
Look, if they can make a computer generated Arnold Schwarzenegger for Terminator, they can make a computer generated Paul Walker, and it'll probably act better.
Oh yeah.
Too soon, Ryan.
Is it?
Oh.
Too soon.
Is it? Is it?
Too, yes.
It's been like 2 years.
Too soon.
How long do I have to wait?
At least
how long did we wait for the Tupac hologram?
We're still waiting. Oh, for the hologram.
For the hologram where we can have Paul Walker holograms? Let's see, Tupac died in 95. Yeah, so what? Do you have to wait 20 years?
20 years.
Probably. 20 years before we start making fun of Paul Walker.
Yes.
I don't want to live in this America.
It's
I want to
Trump's
live in an
America
that makes fun of Paul Walker for dying how he lived. Fast and furious. Also on fire.
And in a car wreck.
Yeah. That's so, how he lived, on fire, so right all now. The time. Do you guys feel that's warm in here? Did we go over everything?
That's everything on
no,
my
we didn't have shit. Well,
short list. Yeah. We dragged it out for a full hour.
That's good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back for our Thanksgiving special episode, everybody. I promised on Twitter we had to do this.
Oh, did we have an announcement that
yeah,
we were going to make?
Yeah, I announced it on the Twitter. Okay. What else are we going to announce?
That we're revisiting our old format.
Oh, yeah. So after the beginning of the year, we'll going back to our old format where we'll be more game-focused instead of talking shit. Well, we'll still talk shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be half talking shit, and then we'll focus on a game. Because I feel like that keeps us focused because we really get off track. So if we can go back to focusing on a single game, then we won't be such assholes.
Yeah, if there's any games that you want to hear us talk about, please let us know.
Yeah, and not any Sonic games. Sorry.
Sonic Spinball is on my list, bro.
Was it? I was thinking Mean Bean Machine, personally.
Doki Doki Panic.
God damn,
you
get
mean,
out.
You mean Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
That's right. They should put the Sonic skin on it. It was Sonic 2 the whole time.
Now, somebody should redesign the sprites for Mario 2 and turn them into Sonic characters. Bam, Sonic 2. Bam. Done.
I'd play that.
I would never play that. I would play it. So, yeah, we're going back to the old format, folks.
All right.
Where you can be excited to tune into something because something's
so now,
actually
now
happening.
You can pick and choose which episodes to listen to.
Yeah.
Instead like of this going
one,
in blind.
This one you have to listen to see if we're going to talk about anything interesting. You know what? Right. Let's keep this format.
It forces people.
It's, yeah, like, are they going to talk about something good this week? And then they get to the end. God damn it.
Nothing.
All right, bye.
Oh, for episode 79, I'm Chester.
No, we're going. We're going out. Chester. We're out. We're gone.
And I'm sorry for not being Charles. Or even Dirk, for that matter.
Okay, can we just stop for a second? Nobody has to be sorry for not being Dirk. You're
Dirk
blessed.
Has to be sorry.
Hashtag blessed. All right, goodbye, folks.
Bye.